this blog, we're going to be looking at how HR can actually be more proactive for you and your business. When we go out and visit clients, one of the most common wails that we get is that they feel that they're stuck in a rut and HR isn't being proactive. It's too reactive for them and they feel like they're constantly firefighting. Very often, this is where we come in order to try and help and get people on track. So, looking at how HR could be more proactive, over the years, we've realised that it boils down to a couple of key areas. First of all, who does HR fall on in your team? And has it just become part of a wider set of to-dos? And if somebody is dedicated to be looking after HR for the business, have they actually got the time and the resource and the knowledge to be able to deal with the problems effectively? One of the key questions we've found that really helps in trying to pinpoint what a crucial issue might be and where we can try and help somebody have the quickest return is by actually asking, what's your biggest problem and how can we help you fix it? When it comes to HR, there are several key drains on people's time. It can be employee gripes and groans, people just not getting on. It can be the admin side of things, contracts, tracking absence, trying to make sure that payroll's right, staying legal. You've got someone on maternity leave and you don't know what to do. Recruitment and onboarding, or dealing with people because they're not happy and they're wanting to leave. And then there's always the good old planning for the future. There never seems to be enough time for planning for the future. So what can proactive HR actually look like? Well, first off, it comes down to what you're wanting to achieve. What's your plan? What's your goal? What are you wanting to achieve over the next 12 months and the next 3 years? Once we've got a rough idea what that looks like, we can break it down and start to have a look at what that means in practice. We can then put you together a month-by-month plan, so that it seems far more manageable and less overwhelming. Another good tip is to look at 3 quick wins, something that you can do this year, something for the longer term, and something for the year after that. Yep, that's tying back into your 3-year plan. So the key things really are what's stopping you from being proactive. Is it time? Is it resource? Is it knowledge? If so, most of those things can actually be delegated. You could either look at outsourcing certain parts of your HR, or if you've got people within the business who have the skills and the knowledge and the time, put together a project team, see if they can work on things that way. So, in summary, proactive HR really is about thinking about the future and then planning backwards, breaking it down into an easy-to-manage plan. If you need any help with any of this, please feel free to give us a call today.